I'm just going because, like, I indicated that our meeting is going to be short. We will start with the first report. My report is mixed up. What is the first
report?
This is a tough committee. Because he gave us the assurance that he gave us all the necessary support. He's looking forward to working with the committee. The SEO.
Also telling that we can get along well if he gives us a nice ticket.
Page 4, second paragraph, grade, G-R-A-T-E, G-D-E. The department aims to for high. There must be a word. There's a word missing. To for high quality.
It just aims for. The two must just be.
Aims for. High quality of teaching.
The two must just go away.
Two must go away. Okay.
On the ground.
Awesome.
on the ground.
Fourth last paragraph, the third sentence, some colleges had to be closed. Some colleges had to be closed. Hey, man, say you.
Education given to the teachers was not the training, or what is it talking about?
Some colleges had to be closed because they were offering
inferior education. I think the training was inferior. The training was meant for Bantu education rather than the offered curriculum.
Chairperson, I think the situation wise, the education sector was changed, especially around the colleges. They said that there was a different system implemented by government, and then the colleges. Colleges on that system where they train the teachers doesn't fit in with the new system, and they have to close colleges and to train the teachers on a different system so that they can fit in into the curriculum or government. That's right. I think that was the situation. So inferior, we must just look for another word there. Because if that training was inferior, then I am an inferior educator.
The outdated education, as you are suggesting, that's not the context. Because the revision of the education system was long after it was the OBE was reviewed. So it was a question of the inferior, but not the outdated. Outdated. Even the universities were complaining that the education system has closed the universities, but now they don't have capacity to train teachers.
If I can remember correctly, I was posing that question about the reopening of colleges. And then the department's response was that they decided to close the colleges because there was a new system on the board, on the drawing board. And that's the reason why they closed the education department. You remember, I think they also referred to the FET colleges. So the FET colleges, there was no FET colleges, I think, if I can remember correctly. In my time when I was trained as a teacher, there was the technical colleges and so on.
I think the issue we rather take, because really this thing is got to deal with the quality. We rather maybe go to, because the new system is trying to assess those differences in the quality of education that educators used to get. And I think they will have to replace it and put in the new system, because the new system really is to address those inequalities. Because when you talk about an inferior, you are referring now to a person. I'm inferior to you can't be too. Are we done with page 7? Page 8.
On page 8, the under resolution, the first bullet, the department will forward information on the budget of funds allocated technical schools to technical schools. I think it must be corrected. Something's missing.
Last paragraph also, the response was that each learner must be just as the R.
On the same paragraph, Chairperson. On the very same paragraph of the response, the delay was due to the fact that toolkits had to be made in all 11 official languages.
Chairperson, can we go to the first paragraph on page 8? I don't want to say I can't make sense out of it, but I don't really understand the whole paragraph, because it talks about the reviewing of the quintile system and also the initiative took by the department with its own infrastructure. I'm not sure what it says there. I might be a little bit not understanding the English, maybe.
And it must be the response of the report, not the response was the report. And on page 8, that is also confusing when it says the response was the report in East Turkey. That is totally not English.
That is part of the
that must be of the report.
The
know, it's like they are having a budget that they will be handling, dealing with the infrastructure as Department of Education to speed up the process of. That was my understanding. Because all the infrastructure falls under public work.
The question was, Mr. Papa was saying his understanding was that public works is responsible for all the government buildings. That is when the department explained that they have requested funds for infrastructure from the department. So because of the backlog, they have requested that treasury allocation. Yeah. So basic education has got its own budget for infrastructure.
I got mine now.
Yeah.
Which the last paragraph before closure. Second sentence. The delay, page 8. Yes. The delay was due to the fact that two kids had to be made in all 11 official languages. Mm-hmm. I should think it has to say two kids have to be made available in all 11 languages. So our school doesn't send me in fact two kids.
Are we done?
Yes, we are.
Any move up for adoption?
No.
Chairperson, maybe before moving, we had two meetings. But the way we have written minutes, it's two meetings with two delegations.
If you look on page 4, immediately after the discussion by Department of Higher Education.
Can you allow me first?
No, I was just presenting it to page 4 so that you continue.
Yeah. There is Metcalf's delegation. And there is ENVA delegation. That's why I want the mayor us to separate the two. The delegation for higher education led by the DG, Mary Metcalf. And then second meeting, the delegation led by ENVA Center and his department. Otherwise, it becomes one meeting.
Thank you, Honorable Member. Are you referring to the delegation because it doesn't indicate the delegation under basic education?
Yeah, I want us to separate the two meetings. Because when we start, when we end our meeting, it ends as if the coordination ends and we continue. But it's a different meeting altogether. And that in the meeting, in the minutes, it must reflect that a separate meeting was held with this delegation from basic education.
And put also the delegation of the basic education.
But also, I'm sorry to bring you back to page 1. On higher education, we raised the concern on the non-attendance of the minister. It's not noted. We will lose it here. Then this meeting also you want to that.
my own clarity, and if my understanding is correct, my honourable member wants to put the delegation of the higher education department then on page 5. That is what you want. Because it was two meetings, I understand that.
What I'm trying to say is that in the draft minutes, you will see Chairperson's letter agenda and the committee members and the delegations of the department.
Hmm.
That is the first meeting. Second meeting is the
Well,
that's an attack. Members, let me try to assist. Yes, we did have two meetings. But if you look at page one, the agenda for that day, it was a briefing by Department of Higher Education and Training and Basic Education on the strategic plan and budget vote. Then what I feel that maybe it has been left out, because even if when we debated it, we debated as under one, that is one education. And when we adopted the report in the very same meeting, we adopted the report of the two budgets as clapped together in higher education and basic education. I think maybe what we can do is to add the delegation under basic education. The format should be the same, like here we've got all the people who are present in the meeting, and then the officials for higher education. And then I think what we should do is to put the delegation or the officials for basic education, which it seems that to me is not clear. Any mover with amendments?
The mover was not recorded. It must be recorded.
I'll move. Or I'll second. I think Mr. De Villiers will thank you.
Thank you.
I second.
It's fine. Thank you. The minutes are adopted with amendments. Thank you. Let's move to the second set. Draft minutes of the proceedings of the Select Committee on Education and Recreation. Date the 4th May 2010. Agenda written by Department of Sport and Recreation. And 2010, this is on the strategic plan and budget vote. Members? I think we should delete 2010. The 2010. No, agenda. Written by Department of Sports and Recreation. No, in the minutes, Honorable Civilians. First page in the minutes of the 4th May. First committee members.
Mm-hmm.
You see the agenda.
Mm-hmm. Remember the Department of Supervision and 2010 on the 2010.
You know, this 2010 is just on our mind.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So we put it everywhere. again, same page, under apologies, Honorable Triple M Zulu, Inca, the Freedom Park.
Yes?
Hey, oh. The Freedom
Park. But we saw the cat walking all over the show.
Page 2. I think on the first paragraph, the invitation to tour of the 2010 host cities and the department's failure to submit the presentation on time, I think the other issue was the issue of the 100 days celebration. I should capture that. 100 days celebration.
The question is still on page 2.
Uh-huh.
The middle paragraph. On the middle of the second paragraph, the Department of Sport and Recreation does not have budget to buy tickets and t-shirts for members of parliament. I am having a concern on this statement, Chairperson, because it would seem as if we were requesting the department to buy t-shirts for members. So I would propose that sentence be removed from the minute.
Chairperson, what I read from how the Deputy Minister was responding, but Fatih Virginia, he did not understand where we're coming from. He just thought we wanted the department to buy us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about, the people that are wearing those t-shirts that we love them. But seemingly the Minister did not know about that. But he thought we want the department to buy when we're in power to get a lot of money and all those things. What is here is what the minister said, but he did not understand it. But we cannot change what he said, which is not what we wanted to know.
Madam Chair, I fully agree with Honorable Pinky on that we cannot change what the minister said, but it was misinterpreted by the minister. And I don't know how we can rectify that, and if we can actually rectify it, because that won't be part of minutes again. Thank you.
If this is what the minister has said, and the minutes that are recorded here, and then we are recording what has been said on that day, I think if this is what that has been said on the on the said day, I think we should leave it like this.
Yeah.
We have to leave it like that, because we we left him as we all left him at that notion. We may say he misunderstood it here, but no, change it.
Yeah.
We don't change what he said because he said it. But to clean ourselves, we need today to say he misunderstood us, but why would you say it when you are saying that? I don't know.
Thanks, Chairperson. Now I'm saying my things like it's fine. Thanks.
My understanding is that this is the proper record of what transpired in that meeting. Can we move to page 3?
Yeah. The first bullet, Chairperson, on page 3, the aim is to strengthen performance at all levels of participation. S22, RAP. I think it must be rectified today. S22.
Thank you. Third paragraph, the word, the second line, discussions with Saskok, the dem must be erased. And then the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It was reported that the provincial increasing as there must be a word, it's a word left out. That is the provincial budget increasing as reflecting in the document takes into consideration the vacant position. The budget. And then the third, the target is that by the end of the current financial year all the vacancies should have been filled, not in, filled. Are you with me, Chairperson? Go to the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fifth, last paragraph. From the bottom. From the bottom, the fifth. It starts with it was. It was reported. And then the third sentence. The target is that by the end. The sentence. Is that by the end of the current financial year, all the vacancies should have been filled. No, not filled in.
Honorable Zivile, that is why we give documents in advance.
Oh, sorry.
So that you read.
But I mean, all teachers, they give you numbers, they pick it up quickly.
Page 5, the paragraph should read like this in correction. The response was that the department is funding many jazz festivals.
IA, Free State, Limpopo, and etc. But not to read, like, as many projects that is funding except as you want to remember, it was in the end. It came out of the Free State. What are we?
I was really confused.
The way we write minutes, it was on art, on art it was better, it was the committee. But on education, there's an what? It's either the member asks this and the other one is the committee. As this, and then back here on spot, it's the committee, the member. I'm not sure when do we write the member wanted this clarity, and when does the committee ask that. So the interchangeable, whatever, form.
Thank you, Honourable Pinky. You know, I just want us maybe we should deal with the agenda as it is, and after that we'll take that, you know, the issue of writing of the minutes. Let's be fancy with the cause and the weaknesses that we identify in writing, and then maybe create, because this is our last meeting, so that we prepare, we should be in a position to prepare for the next term. I propose that. Your suggestion is taken, but I propose that. And I'm thinking, are you fine now? On page 5. And I'm thinking, we are now on. Are you fine? Any mover for adoption?
Honorable Chair, I move for the adoption of the minutes with amendments we make. Thank you.
Any seconder?
Minutes seconded.
Thank you. A minute has been adopted with amendments. Honorable members, the minutes of the 12th May. Are we all having those documents? Honorable Master Mike, the agenda for that day was the briefing by the Department of National Financial Student Aid Scheme on the Strategic Plan 2010-2011. Are we all fine?
Yes.
Can we proceed? Members? Page 1.
You can move.
Page 2. Anna, will you be there?
Yes, but reading, greeting by Mr. Simon.
Full name.
Yeah.
And is there anything? Page 2.
Page 2.
Yes, Honorable
Division. Under discussion. the second line, the one rule area must be comma, is two, rule area, rule area.
Where is discussion?
We are
still on page 2.
Oh, it's still on page 2.
On page 2. On the first paragraph, at the last, after, you know, the last paragraph, the last sentence, he indicated that the key service offering from the scheme is to provide information about opportunities, providing funding for studies as well as recovering the funding once students are completed. You know, I've got the problem with that are completed and the funding. Because to me, you recover, it's supposed to be loans. Because they've been loaned, you can't be funded. You see where I am on the
Yes.
Once studies are completed, yeah. Still on under on page 2, there was an indication of constraints or shortage of capacity within, but there is no way with that is captured because there was some of it was one of the issues, the issue of capacity from the office. From his input. Page 4. Honorable Divisors.
The second line. two rural areas, not only one.
Uh-huh.
The end of the sentence. Then the next paragraph, the second line from the bottom of that paragraph.
The third line. The second paragraph.
The second paragraph.
Uh-huh.
And the third line from the bottom of that paragraph. Got it? It was further noted. The sentence begins. Was further noted that bursary takes priority and that if a learner gets 60% of and above up to 40% of the loan is converted into a bursary and the student fails, they don't funding the following year.
Yes.
They don't get funding the following year.
Yeah. Are you fine? Honorable member, is there anything else? Honorable member, may I
say? Is that the man?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, on the same paragraph that the honorable member read out, the last sentence, the objectives of the new model are to assist, is to assist. Because we talk of one model, unless if you have models.
Honorable members, I've got, I don't know, because maybe I'm from the old school of thought. The first paragraph, the second paragraph, members also wanted to know the criteria that LAPSA is using to allocate the funds and whether there are provincial offices and authority where the provincial offices account. Are you on the slide?
Yeah.
Page 3.
And then discussion there.
Madam Chair, yes, on that sentence, I must just say the tenses are totally wrong. It the second last paragraph, the last sentence, it is very clear. We start now. The objective of the new model is to assist, and then, as Honourable De Villiers said, then comma recover and to disperse funds, not and you know recovering, dispersing. It's recover and to disperse funds. So that INGs must come out on both those words, the comma as well.
Like I'm a little bit lost. The first paragraph under discussion. The second line where it says members also wanted to know the criteria that MEFSAS is using to allocate the funds and whether there are provincial offices and authority where the provincial offices account.
I think the question was the criteria which this scheme used to allocate the loans to the students. That in that sense was that question. And I think we were just putting the sentence there. The members also wanted to know the criteria they used to allocate loans and bursaries to students.
As well as we have the provincial offices.
Yeah, and if they have offices in all the provinces. So the answer of them was that the head office is in Cape Town and is functioning from there. But they do have some people in the different provinces where the universities can contact them. That was the answer.
Yes,
I
don't know was the question not around the provincial offices that allocate funding to the students? Like, I think it's supposed to say members also wanted to know the criteria that NASFAS is using to allocate funds to the provincial offices, because I think it was that table that showed the Eastern Cape is getting so much, or the allocation to the provinces, or am I leaving behind?
Yeah.
Something like what she's saying. I think to me it's enough, it's okay. The question was that they were breaking down counting whatever amount, and some of this question also came from me. The question of how are they sending? Are they sending to VET, UJ, what, or are sending to a provincial NSFAS office? And then because one of they just are giving us that to transfer this money. So the question was, who accounts? Is it the university or that office of NSFAS if it is available? How we put it here, I don't know, but how she's trying to reconstruct the sentence, it may go to what we were saying.
I'm not yet on the rephrasing of the sentence, but in the presentation they told us that the university give to NSAS, yeah, they give them allocation of what they want in the new year, coming year, for the bursary and for the loan. So the allocation was in connection to provinces, the amount given to each province and to that university in that province. because I remember that we also asked them why the Northern Cape, and there was another problem.
Mpumalanga.
So the answer was that there is no university. So they allocate the amount to that university or universities in the province, but not beforehand. After they will tell them, the university, that they have, say, 3 million available for the university for students. And then after they receive the application and the registering of that student, then they will put the amount in the account of the university to then put the money available to the student for the criteria beforehand set by the bursary and the ministerial committee. So if it is for registering, that amount will be there, and for books, that amount will be there. So when the students want the money, then the money will be in the books or in the account of the university, and not directly to the student. So what we must put here, members also wanted to know the criteria used by NSFAS. They used by NSFAS for the availability of money to the students.
Because I think the issue here is the phrasing, because it doesn't really capture actually what was, because it to my understanding, is the relation between the provincial officers and the NAFSA nationality, how they account. I think what I suggest that we will do, because it really needs rephrasing, the sense that I think we'll sit with the committee secretary and rephrase that, and we'll circulate and send that in your SMS. It will be sent to members just to go through it before we... It will be part of the amendment, because clearly it doesn't reflect what was discussed here. Chairperson, you and the, you'll be listening to it, the tape or whatever, because I think we need to remind each other here why was there what happened, why was there a question of this nature, ne? Because to my understanding is that the allocations were made to the provinces, ne? The allocations are not the same. They were made to the provinces according to the number of students who applied for the bursary or for the loan or for the funding. Ne? So the loan was given to the provinces according to the number of loans, to those who qualified to get the money. So it's supposed to meet. I think we need to rectify it here. I don't know. Maybe you are worried about the time. Members also wanted to know the criteria that NSFAS is using to allocate the funds to the provinces, to the universities in the provinces.
Honourable member, you know what you can do, because this is normally what happens. Maybe we can say two members to just rephrase this thing and circulate to the members. Because normally it does apply. So let's agree that who volunteers to rephrase this, and we take it and take it to other members.
Today.
No, but it's only one sentence that needs to be rephrased. That is why I was saying we can do that, rephrase the sentence, because to me, it talks about the relation and accountability. You disperse funds to the provinces. Do they have mechanisms of accounting?
couple rounds, I'm going to give you that task. You sit and rephrase that, and we will circulate it to the other members. On page 4, because I think that is what I was talking about the committee secretary, because he takes the minutes roughly. It means it will give him an opportunity to go back to the rough notes and check what was, yeah. Honorable Pinky, because I think I've made the ruling that we take it for page 4. Honorable,
that's page 4, paragraph number 3. This one responded by stating that non-allocation of funds in the 2 is because the provinces is missing in the 2 provinces. Can you see?
In the 2 provinces?
Yeah. Or on the 2 provinces. It must be on the 2 provinces. And the other one?
Oh. On that one.
On that one, okay.
Yeah, on that one, I think the way we want to capture it is to be tautology again. We must just restructure the sentence itself. If we are saying, responded by stating that none of the funds in the 2 provinces, because there are no university in North, you see. So how about us just removing that and saying, responded by stating that non-allocation of funds in both the Northern Cape and Mpumalanga is because there are no universities. That's the restructuring.
Yeah, still on page 4, Honorable Chair, paragraph number 4, sentence number 2, the committee sought clarity on what the funds cover and programs in place to ensure that people in rural areas missing there. Because you can't just be rural and townships, that's the rural area.
Are we looking at page 4?
Yes.
Page 5, that's the last one. Meet.
Yeah.
Just the last sentence on that page. The upfront payment is neat. That is neat.
We're very angry.
That word. To assist in institutions that insist on upfront or registration.
Meant.
Thank you.
Honorable members, any mover for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable Divisors?
The chairperson, I move for.
I move for adoption with recommend with the amendment. Madam Chair, I'll second with the amendment. Thank you, Madam Chair.
The report has been adopted with amendment. The minutes, the last set, the 21st. May, 21st May. The agenda written by Department of Arts and Culture on the strategic plan and budget for it. Members, page 1.
Just under the briefing by the Director General, the Director General started off. Off.
Yeah.
Is it okay?
Yeah.
Started off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just leave that word out. Started by apologizing for the test.
We can leave it out, and there's nothing grammatical about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, by the way, you are taking off like a flag.
Concentrating on language. The committee wanted to know that for under four, if the investing in culture program is still running.
What's the investment?
Hmm? Is
three.
Under discussion.
If the investing in culture program is still running and whether whether the department has any policy in place to prevent our heritage from being auctioned abroad. You know, just that part, you know, if the investing in culture program.
Honorable Fiber, you are doing test and you are intimidating the member. Just raise your hands, I'll load you so that he must be first to talk and then I'll allow you a chance to talk. Well, especially when you raise it like this. Like you're fighting. Sorry about that.
Yeah, any assistance I can get, I'll get you.
Thanks, Madam Chair. I'm so scared now. Put up my hand, actually. I just believe the writer of saying this is to say that the committee wanted to know if the investment in the culture program is still running. Because it's obviously a culture program, so it should be reading that the committee wanted to know if the you can't say investing, if the investment in the culture program. That's the correct English.
The correct caption. In the strike plan, the program is called investing in cash. But the correct English is what you are saying. But the program in the strike plan in the presentation, it's called like this.
Okay, thank you. So then you must just be changed. Okay.
In the strike plan, it's investing, it's a program that is called like this. So if you do the
Queen's language, then you move back to the statement. Yeah, it is true that this sentence is perfectly correct. What we need to do is, because it's a program, we need to write it in capital letters,
yeah.
I, and also couch, yes, to show that it's a program.
Oh.
I
and
C.
So the sentence will read then, the committee wanted to know if the program investing in culture is still running.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a quiz language.
Oh, John Reiser.
Thank you.
Are you fine?
Yes.
Page 4.
Same applies at the bottom of the second page. The cat bad program.
At the bottom on page 4.
The committee for starting for the man who shall coordinate us working on the.
Honorable members, I think the question here, which I feel that the committee sought clarity on 9 provincial coordinators working on the investing in culture program, was that the committee actually wanted to sort what is happening, because the 9 provincial coordinators, according to the report of the DG, they've been expelled or dismissed. So the question was, what is happening now because they've been expelled? That is why the response there. I think we should put somewhere expelled or dismissed coordinators.
Yeah, that will be the second question. I mean, second sentence on that, because those, there were two different questions asked. This one and also the one that said of the 9 coordinators that they dismissed from work. So that has been left out from the minutes. So it needs to be included.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
I used as the issue of the 9 provincial coordinators who have been expelled. Are you fine on page 4?
Yeah.
Page 5, members. Honorable members. Okay. Yeah. The first sentence, page 5. It's the response was that the department is the response on the jails, Cape Town jails, which should not be saying has many projects, but many jails festival. And then, like for instance, Free State, Limpopo, and whatever. And then the value there. Not many projects.
Maybe.
Jazz festival.
I'm sorry, Chairperson, I just picked up now another one. The last sentence before resolution. The capacity form the department. The capacity of the department or from the department. What must be the word? Has been put in place.
Should be the capacity of the department.
The last sentence, the capacity for the department has been put in place, and the provincial departments are also affected. Just that phrasing there.
No, I'm fine with it.
Oh, you're fine.
Any move for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable Pinky?
Yeah. Say, I move, otherwise it will be like it's serious and it's and Papa got my part of this meeting.
And I second.
I go on. Go on. I'm dead. No, I'm dead.
Legislative view. The minutes have been adopted with amendment. Thank you. Let's go to the last document, which is the report. The report. So there are many things that were being promised, and for instance, the NSFAS reviewed document and whatever. When do we deal with those, accessing those?
Honorable Pinky, just keep that so that we finish with the agenda and then we'll deal. I think now is the two issues that are still left after this meeting, we'll deal with them. The draft report of the SLE Committee on Education on its oversight visit to Falaza High School, Hesh Moloko and Kim Baker. I'm one leg out. High School, Nongoma, KwaZulu-Natal, on the 18th March 2010. This is the report that you are dealing with. The first page is not numbered, but page one. Honorable Citizens.
Yeah, just my initials there, but the MJR. The M is missing. No, it's not. On the bottom, the first bullet, the schools are situated in the rural KwaZulu-Natal with major challenges such as lack of water and proper sanitation. First bullet, just before conclusion, there are no street lights. There are no street lights. Street lights. In road. Or in the road. More than one road.
petition of the issue of scholar transport in page 2, where it talks of some learners are using bicycles donated to the school as mode of transport to and from, and learners walk long distances to and from the school who does not benefit of scholar transport grant. Unless we can mention the name of the school, because it sounds like repetition now. You see? And only if we mention the name of the school, then we can try and bring the two together. And I think it's important on this program that we have identified to name all the schools where we have identified problems, so that anybody who reads this minute should know where was the problem. People must not guess.
Madam Chair, I just want to make sure that there's someone that can just clarify this. On page 3, on the third bullet, it says some learners only reach the school midday due to long distances they have to walk from their respective homes. I would just like to know, is it correct to have saying this not? Some learners only reach the school midday due to long distances which they have to. Or can you just say distances they? Shouldn't the word which be more appropriate in there? Long. Bullet number 3, the sentence, page 3, ma'am. I suppose you can say distances they have to walk, but I'm just asking, perhaps there's some more language gurus that can, the way I would just read it is some learners only reach the school midday due to long distances which they have to walk from their respective home, instead of just distances they have to walk. So the way you actually compose this is by saying distances which they have to walk, not just distances they have to walk. It doesn't make matter if it stays like that. I'm just saying the writer is saying it. The distances which they have to walk. Correct. I would just perhaps suggest by saying which they have to walk, yeah.
I had my hand up. Do you remember? I was going to second what Honorable Hartman has said, because if the problems have been put like this, when the department is trying to follow up, if we are going to give the department the report, they are trying to make a follow-up on these problems. They know exactly which school has what type of problem.
I think we must add there under the recommendation the problem of water supply and sanitation. I didn't pick it up, maybe I missed it. And the other one is the accommodation of classrooms. Or it was captured in what we did find in schools, but under the recommendation that is not mentioned. Yeah, water supply and sanitation, and the last one, classroom accommodation. Because there was a problem on that, and classrooms were actually cropped up with learners. And then the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the fifth bullet from the bottom, Department of Education, starts with that sentence. Must ensure there is provision of have proper infrastructure transition to or proper infrastructure. I think that must be deleted. Infrastructure such as sport facilities, libraries, and computer laboratories in all three schools.
And I just want to also the correct language, we should not...
Chair, do you want to record your honourable member?
Thank you, honourable Mishamad. Sorry. I would just like to say that's the correct language. There should not be of proper infrastructure. If you read the sentence correctly, it should be the Department of Education must ensure that there is a provision to proper infrastructure, not of. It should be to proper infrastructure.
I don't know if I can take it back to page 3. Allow me. I'm sorry, I realized that later. Person, on page 3, we have got 5 pointers that speak to one issue. Five of them. The first bullet, let learners walk distances to and from school as school does not benefit from scholar transport grant. The same bullet is just somehow changed on the bullet number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 actually is the same. And then we have the same sentiment on bullet number 3 and bullet number 2. The 1 and the 5 are just the same. And the sentiments there are on bullet number 2 and number 3. Well, I can leave out number 4 because it talks of libraries, which is something different. So I was just saying we have to cancel one between 1 and 5 and to coin together unemployed parents and the which is 2 and 3, try to coin it into 1.
So then the department can
see that learner transport is a huge problem at the school, causing more than one.
Has been
done with the agenda. Let's just with the two issues that Honorable Moses raised, the issue of Mellet's capitalism. I think it will assist us because this is our last meeting, so that next term we know how to settle. And I think you must listen carefully. We are from the first meeting. This issue was the issue that the capitalism of Mellet's. It's not consistent. You know, there are committees that kept up minutes raising the names of people in the committees, in the reports and all that. I think you must be also just to listen to the politicians. They'll give you facts on how to write this minute. Honorable Moses.
Thanks, Chairperson. Chairperson, my observation is that we are writing interchangeably. In one paragraph, it's the committee sought this, or the committee wanted to know what. In another one, it's members. In another one, it's a member. Now, if I'm not here and reading in the Hansard, there is a session where it becomes a collective. The committee asks as a collective. And there's a session where it's called members, or a member shall sing it out to say, this is what I want to do. So I'm saying we need to have some consistency in terms of how we capture, or how do we want to raise issues that are raised within the committee meeting. And I was making an example with the first spot, the first meeting, to say at least there is consistency. I think it is committed throughout. But with others, members, committee, yeah. So I want that to say, let's be resolute and declare in terms of when somebody else, not even here, will raise the minute, here the picture in terms of this is what transpired, or this is how they run their meetings. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think when we are in a committee meeting like this or another committee meeting, then we must just capture in our minutes that the committee, because you are a member of the committee. But if it is a meeting where we as members attend, that will be a different situation. So I think we must just put in our minutes the committee wants to know. That's my...
What about
the Can I just repeat? If we are in a meeting like this, this is a committee's meeting, all right? So in this minute, we must capture the committee one or the committee three. So if it is another meeting where only members attend, then that won't happen in our situation. That will be a different situation. But in our situation, we as committee are sitting, and in our minute, must be stated that the committee or the committee ask the question.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think Chair Honorable Mwe and Honorable Jubilas are correct. Because even if we are putting questions as individuals in a committee meeting, but the minutes must reflect the committee. Must not say a member ask so questions and so forth. Once our minutes is the committee, as Honorable Mule is saying, if you get a copy of the minutes, even if you are not a member of that committee, but you, from the minutes you see this was a meeting of the committee, the language which is on the minutes is the language of a committee, a collective, not a language of an individual member. So I should think that they are very much correct, and I want to support what they are saying.
we find all members?
Yes.
Honorable Ngube, we agree. I think the last portion of what Honorable Divinda suggested, unfortunately, he made mention of that. But one was expecting him just to stick to the committee. That we are seeing at this committee, and it's something that in the past we talked about, that we, when we take the minutes should reflect the collectiveness of the committee. Then we are saying that it should be the committee, you know, whatever that reflects in our meeting, it should be the committee, because at the end of the day, we own those minutes or those reports as a committee. Right. I don't want to. The last part is just unfortunate that you mentioned it. Thank you. we are done on that.
Yeah, we are done on that. I'm coming for another.
No. Honorable Matha Maite, we requested two issues, and I said it's not part of this meeting. I said because Honorable Ngube wanted to parachute those two issues, the one of the writing of the minutes and
the issue related to the minutes.
Honorable Masamaite, is there anything, because we said that the format, the way that the minutes should be written, I think it's the one that you have endorsed yourself.
Yes, sure.
And is there anything again?
Yes. That is the last thing that happened, which we were dealing with it here. Of course, we have to deal with it. The issue of, you know, misspellings and so forth. I should think that the secretariat must improve on that, so that when we come to the meeting of the committee, even if we deal with the correction, but it should be very much minimal than taking a lot of time correcting everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because I should think the technology that they are using, it also assists in terms of checking spellings and so forth. Thanks.
Means you'll have to go back to the basics and go and learn ABC. Thanks. Honorable Mube, the other issue, the second issue that you raised.
Thanks, Chairperson. Chair, I'm saying in different briefings, you find that the department commits to say, I'll give you ABCD. And we don't have a period of making follow ups and then get those things. I mean, we've dealt with all the minutes. Those are gone. So I'm saying we need a question of maybe in preparation to the main meeting, the follow ups in terms of what are the things that need to be done. What are the documentations that need to be given to members that flow from whatever engagement? Thanks.
Chairperson, I just want to talk on what you just said now. You know, sometimes let's not be fantastic. I don't think the interpretation of the message that you convey to the secretary is correct. Thank you. Please. But it doesn't occur well in front of us. It's as if we are undermining his skills, and that's not what was said in this meeting. So.
I apologize. The issue of the follow-up. Honorable.
Yeah, it's correct, Chairperson. If the department has promised to avail certain documents to the committee, our secretariat must make follow-up. If we come to a meeting, they must check what documents should be available to the committee. It's not us who must make those follow-up. For instance, there is a document that the department said they will bring to this committee. In fact, we were supposed to get a report from the secretariat as to whether they did major follow-up, they couldn't succeed, this is the response from the department and all those type of things. But then, in other words, the secretaries must communicate with the parliamentary office of the department or in the office of the minister. He's the one who must assist our secretariat to get those departments and so forth. But the point I'm making is that the secretariat is them who must make a follow-up on our behalf.
Yeah, I agree with the suggestion, but they must not wait up until they come to the committee. They must do it immediately when we disperse in the meeting, make those follow-ups. Well, I remember there are lots of documents we requested in previous meetings that we had with them that have not featured in to us. Thank you.
I think that one, it doesn't need any discussion. What we always have to make follow-up. And regarding the issue of the document, it doesn't even have to, we have to wait for the meeting. As soon as we get the document, circulate it to the members. But the other thing that I wanted to talk to is like the recommendation. Let's leave out the issue of the documents and all that because it's something different. The issue of the recommendation that, like today we have adopted this, those reports, they're going to be tabled, and after that is only then we can act on the recommendations. But each of the documents is something different that we can act on immediately. Are we fine, honorable members? So I think we'll need... I'm not even going to anticipate what Honorable Mosoni is saying here. But thank you, Honorable Members. Like I indicated, that this is our last meeting for this term. And I hope that as members, we have selected the members that you want to attend. Have they submitted all, are they giving those responses to you? And you forward them.
They are telling you. The person that I've been communicating with is also not the understanding I got was that I must just give members the tools and then they can forward the information to if it works for sports and but I also struggle to get hold of him.
Yeah.
The landline and email, he does not respond. I was talking about that with the honorable. So what I will do, I will try and phone the LOC and verify and check how authentic it is. There must be names and someone who is dealing with it. But I will report back to the member. The difficulty with this, the whole thing is that the communication says these tickets are subject to availability. So the longer we struggle to get hold of correct information. Maybe when we finally get hold of somebody, they will say the tickets are no longer available. I'm also struggling on my side. And the department is making very clear that this has got nothing to do with the department. This is the invitation that was sent by Hello.
I know Daga is frustrated. I know very well. But you know, I think from this Langa, I'm going to repeat what I usually say when we are together assessing some of the issues that I know that it's very good to try to be creative, but sometimes you find yourself in a tight corner. That if it's something that has been agreed upon in a meeting and you feel that you can't get through, can you come to me as a chair? Because the issue of the tickets was raised by the DJ so that I can be in a position to make follow-ups with him. But if you are frustrated sitting there in your corner and it's something that I always raise with you. Yeah. So, but I'm not going, let's just so that after this meeting or when we becoming so frustrated. I understand some of the issues that he's going through.
Madam Chair, yes, I also tried, Mr. Lungo gave me the number and I tried to get hold of this person, which doesn't work. I was with Mr. Ethel Trollope in his office and he also got an invitation by Mr. Sulu also that gave them as the leaders of political parties the same type of letter. But it was a different person of the LOC with a different number because I actually said, okay, I've got this guy's number, but it was a different number. With a different person, but it was the same type of thing with the two tickets. And then just the second thing, they were talking about the opening and the closing games. But for instance, Bloemfontein, where South Africa, let's say I tell Langa that I would love to go and see the game South Africa, Bafana Bafana versus France in Bloemfontein. Those tickets already sold out. So if I say that's the one game that I would love to go and see, and I don't go to the FIFA website to see that it's sold out, and what's going to happen now? I mean, we're not going to know. As members, we don't all go to the internet and see which games have been sold out. So that's going to be a problem, for instance, and it's not an opening or a closing game, South Africa against France. But I mean, that's in Bloemfontein, which is not very far from our area. Our colleague from the Free State will know that's going to be a great game, Bafana Bafana against France. If I say that's long ago, I'm not going to get a ticket. We must get clarity on which are still available. And if they say game 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, wherever it is, they are available, then we can say, okay, we want to watch those games. But it's going to be difficult to say whether we want to go and see France against South Africa, and we put in that allocation and we don't get it.
Thank you, Olaf. Thank you. Chairperson, I will propose. I will propose that we do what was we were advised on doing. Choose whatever three or two, and then we forward it to Ulla. And then you then take it up there. That question and whatever, whether in Gauteng is still available or not, you would have identified those things and then so then respond to the minister or whatever the DG will respond down on this one not finished, this one is finished. But there's this is the these are the available seats, whatever. Because it's not the question of, like, for instance, at the cocktail, the minister reiterated the same thing, to say choose and then submit. So I would advise that as we move here, we email Langa, and then Chairperson and Langa then take it from there. Thanks.
I think maybe we are preventing a lot. My thinking is that when they said this from the beginning, it's not that they are going to buy tickets. I'm just coming to this one.
Yeah.
The tickets that they are talking about, they have these tickets.
Yes.
It's just for them to decide. There's nobody who can say, now I'm going to buy tickets for you for which game or what. Probably it came from that. So if they don't give them to us, they shall have given them to some people else, but they must have bought the ticket by now. Thanks.
So, we are fine. Claudia,
I think some of the issues that you feel that you've got difficulties, let's communicate. Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Members, and the meetings are just there.
Thank you.
I will take this one. I will take it to my pocket.
Why?